what he wants.
Yeah, tell me about it. It's a cold world out there. Sometimes I think I'm getting a little frosty myself.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is The Theme Machine. I'm your host, DJ Jarrett, joined in the studio by...
I'm DJ Toad from UMass Amherst.
Also known as my brother Ari.
Yeah.
And we are here. First off, top of the show, it's going to be 2 hours, 7 to 9. I locked down the second hour slot. Second off, I know last week I said I would be doing odd time signatures, but a little funny thing happened yesterday, and by that I mean it snowed a bunch. And today's the winter solstice, and I figured, you know, out these beautiful windows, I can see all this snow, and I'm gonna be kicking myself if I don't use this opportunity to play snow, ice, cold, winter music. So that's what we've got for you today. 2 hours of none of the stock Christmas songs that you might be familiar with. A lot of other stuff that kind of relates tangentially to the winter and the like. So yeah, we're going to start right away with a rather popular one, White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes. This is going to start our first block of songs today. So we will be back in around 20 minutes on the mic with a PSA to talk to you again. We're going to get right into the tunes. So yeah, stay tuned.
Winds blow.
grieve. For what if tomorrow you're frozen? Death is a small price for heaven. Welcome to the glow of high octane affairs. Esperanto style and blonde disheveled hair. Subterranean streams. Duckling, you're a swan. Infinities of dreams imploding into one.
It's that very special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriates, but if you're under the influence, that is, if you're buzzed, hammered, hosed, or even if you're toasted, or just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform love and listeners back in the new year.
I guess we read that one in the morning because you're the least likely to have begun by then.
Yeah, we got to get the message out to all the sober morning birds out here in Somerville.
The early birds. The early birds getting the worm, that radio worm.
The radio worm, the listening worm.
You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It's the theme machine. I'm your host, DJ Jarrett, and you just heard
DJ Toad.
Also known as Ari.
Also known as Ari, DJ Jarrett's younger brother from UMass Amherst.
Yes, I'm so glad to have you back on the show, Ari.
Yeah, I was back
2 weeks ago, right?
It was more than two weeks.
It was 3 weeks or so, because it was Thanksgiving. You were here for the Spanish show.
Yep, for the Spanish language one. So if any of you guys are return listeners, I was on that episode, so you might recognize me from there.
Yeah, if you don't recognize him from earlier. No, that was actually the first. I tried to have you on at the start, and you were too sleepy.
What?
For the first one of the season.
Oh, right. Well, no, but I was also sick.
That's right. You were also sick.
Yeah.
You weren't just sleepy. You had more of an excuse than that.
Yeah, exactly.
What we don't need an excuse for is a reason to read out the songs you heard. So we started off this 2 hour set. Again, it's going to be 7 to 9 today with White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes. Oh, by the way, the theme, winter. Cold, ice, snow. Mention any of that and you're on the show. White Winter Hymnal by Fleet Foxes started us off. Then we had The Ice Maiden by Prefab Sprout, followed by Snow Brigade by Mew, Ice Blink Luck by the Cocteau Twins, I Want to Be Cold by the Microphones, and lastly but not leastly, we had Winter's Love by Animal Collective. And I sure do love winter when the snow has finished falling and I can just look at it out there and it's not blowing directly in my face and feeling
so
like
pretty.
Freezing rain. Yeah.
Because like no one's out yet or not many people have been out, so there's very few like footprints, snow prints.
I know. It's what they call the dead of winter.
It's the dead of winter. That's crazy.
Well, we've got more music for you. I never said I wouldn't play any holiday songs. I just said that they wouldn't be ones that you're necessarily familiar with. We are starting with Sufjan Stevens, who's known for having like 5 discs of Christmas music. That no, 10, because he's got 2 different albums that are like 5 each. This is from the first one.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
He like distributed them to his friends and family and then like compiled them for like release. This song is called Did I Make You Cry on Christmas? Parenthetical, Well, You Deserved It, from Songs for Christmas by Sufjan Stevens, here on WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned.
Take it back, you say you'll take a nap, but I can tell me how I could do so much better. You said it in your letter. Did I make you cry on Christmas Day? Did I let you down like every other day? Christmas Day, did I let you down on Christmas Day?
Pastures to change. And as the moon arises, he sits by his fire, thinking about women and glasses of beer, and closing his eyes as the dogies retire, he sings out a song which is soft but it's clear, as if maybe someone could hear. Good night, you moonlight ladies, rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock her by sweet baby James. Now the 1st of December was covered with snow. So was the turnpike from Stockbridge to Boston. Lord, the Berkshire seemed dreamlike on account of that frosting. With 10 miles behind me and 10,000 more to go. There's a song that they sing when they take to the highway, a song that they sing when they take to the sea, a song that they sing of their home in the sky. Maybe you can believe it if it helps you to sleep, but singing works just fine for me. Rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane. Deep greens and blues are the colors I choose. Won't you let me go down in my dreams and rock-a-bye, sweet baby Jane.
spring they'll go on. Our love is dead, nothing but crying. Love will not find even one more new morning. Why must I stay here? Rain comes, I'm sitting here watching love moving away into yesterday. Winter is blue, everything's leaving. Fires are now burning, and life has no reason. I am freezes, I won't feel the breaking. Why must I stay here? Rain comes, I'm sitting here watching love moving away into yesterday.
we'll be right back. joy in merely an Afghan. Lies an old friend he just took in, seeking shelter from the cold wind.
You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. This is The Theme Machine. I'm your host, DJ Jarrett. I'm joined in the studio by
DJ Toad, aka Ari Jarrett's, DJ Jarrett's younger brother from UMass Amherst, who's also a radio DJ.
And who is home for the holidays. So yep. this might not be the last time this winter you hear Ari on the mic, but it might be because I don't know how long he's staying.
Yeah, me neither.
You just heard Snow is Falling in Manhattan by Purple Mountains in reverse order. Before that, we had Just Like Christmas by Low. Then we had Winter Now by Broadcast, Angel in the Snow by Elliot Smith, Winter is Blue by Vashti Bunyan, Sweet Baby James by James Taylor. You all know that one. And we started things off with that set with Did I Make You Cry on Christmas? Well, You Deserved It by Sufjan Stevens. And Ari and I were talking during the song, and we were thinking about, like, you know, snow memories, you know, because, like, growing up in the Boston area, snow is, like, something that we experienced a bunch, not as much in recent years, but definitely we've got, you know, like, a few memories of very heavy snowstorms growing up as kids, and there was one that, in particular, that was a very eventful, around, like, 09 or like, 2010.
Yeah, it was, like... I'm pretty sure I was like in first grade. We were kids in Cambridge, and we lived on this big dead end street, and
right by like Route 2, right, where that becomes like Alewife Brook Parkway, kind of.
It was like Route 16. Right?
That's Route 16.
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. Okay, okay.
Route 2's further.
Well, it's like around that highway area where we used to live.
Yeah. And anyway, we had this neighbor who had this really big tree in their backyard. And this year, that winter was like a blizzard. It was like one of the few, like, it was like that, and then the next one wouldn't be till like 2015, 2014.
If yeah, 2015 was crazy.
Which I'm sure if you lived in Boston, you remember that.
Yeah,
blizzard.
We had like 3 weeks straight of snow days. That was crazy. Anyway.
Anyway, so this is when Jarrett and I were kids. We had been like, you know, playing in the snow, snowball fights. It's like a big dead end street. So there's like a big snowbank at the end, and you know, there aren't a lot of cars. So like, we were just like playing in the street, throwing snowballs at each other. And we run to the backyard of our house. And like I said earlier, the backyard of the house next door had this really big tree. And all of a sudden this gust of wind comes like whoosh, and everything gets like white out. Gray, and I'm standing there right at like the entrance into the backyard, and I see this big tree just fall towards me over the gate or the fence between both houses.
Yeah, there was this rickety old chain link fence that somehow caught and supported this tree, and Ari was like fine. I was like, Ari was closer to the fence. I was looking in that direction. So, like, the wind picked up, like, crazy.
Like, crazy.
It was, like, a crazy gust of, like, must have been, like, a 30 mile per hour gust of wind.
It was so sudden, too. It was, like, everything got, like, way more, like, foggy, and then it just went whoosh, and then the tree went whoosh.
Yeah, I just heard this, like, cracking noise, and, like, I saw the tree coming down. I just bolted. I didn't even check to see if Ari was behind me. I just left the backyard. I, like, ran. And I, like, found my dad, who was hanging out with the neighbors, and I was like, I think the tree fell into the backyard. And he was like, where's Ari? And I was like, I don't know. And I think you went back inside.
I did go back inside. I went to tell Mom.
Yeah. So, like, I went back to the backyard, and you weren't there. So I was like, oh, my God, what happened to Ari? But, like, obviously the tree didn't fall on you because it fell on the fence.
It fell a good few feet away from me, but it's just, like, such a big winter memory for me where it's, like, such a snowy day and you're a kid having, like, snowball fights. And just, like, I just stood there. Like, I was just, like, shocked. I just, like, couldn't move. But just, like, it was so sudden. Like, it gets, like, gray, the gust of wind comes, and the tree goes like,
yeah.
And it was such a big tree. Like, this tree had been there for like at least like 80 years. It was huge.
Yeah, our neighbor who lived there, she was a really sweet,
she was really old,
older
really
woman who was very nice.
Miss Flynn.
And thinking about that neighborhood on Foch Street or whatever. We don't live there anymore, whatever. Like, it's not like we're doxing ourselves or anything. It's like, it had like this metal girder that like Ari said, like the snow plow would come through and push all the snow on the street up against this girder, and it would like make this like big snow bank at the end of the street that we would like, as kids, you're tiny, so you see that and you're like, oh my God, it's like an iceberg. It's like a snowy mountain.
Yeah.
And you like dig into it and like
make
an igloo.
Get to be like 6 feet tall, 7 feet tall. So
yeah.
Like when you're a kid and you can just like climb on that and like have snowball fights on that.
It would be super fun. And I also remember like going to Dennehy Park over in like North Cambridge and like sledding down the hill with a bunch of friends. Wasn't there this one time?
Oh my God, there was this one time
where Jarrett
and their friends were at Dennehy Park in Cambridge, which for those of you who are tuning in from outside or who have never been to Dennehy Park, because I know some of you who are tuned in haven't been, it's like got this big hill and it's like really nice for sledding down, and I decided to go down and like sled in this one sled that was like, what was it? It was like very circular, like almost looked like a trash can lid.
It probably was like a recycling bin lid or something.
Yeah.
Like, and literally.
And I was going down the hill just fine. And all of a sudden my sled hit like a rock or something under the snow, and I just kind of like go like tumbling. But like I hit my neck in a really specific way where I couldn't move it. Like I could barely move, even though it wasn't like that bad of a fall, and I had to go home. That was really sad.
Yeah, it was like the first, you were the first one of us to like sled, and you instantly wiped out and had to leave. And I was like, was oh my goodness, funny. I didn't want to leave, so I stayed.
Yeah.
Wow, both of these stories hinge on me being like a bad sibling to you. They're both like,
yeah, everybody was laughing at me. I was in so much pain. It reminds me of this time recently where, actually, I'm not going to tell that story.
You're not going to tell the story?
It's not a winter story.
I remember another time you just like stayed in and played Legos while we all went sledding on that hill.
I don't remember that.
Maybe that was when you were younger. And
must
I like,
have been.
I'm like mixing up this memory of you hitting a rock you didn't see with someone else. I think we were out there and someone else, like some other kid that we didn't know, went down the slope and like went purposefully. There's like this ramp someone made out of like packed snow, and like went off of it and like totally went flying and like it like landed on their back and like was fine, but like crying and screaming because they were like a little kid. It's just so funny to me at the time.
That might have been the same day because I don't remember that.
Yeah, maybe it was the same day. And
what
you,
a surreal day.
Everyone forgot about how you wiped out. I mean, I didn't forget, but like just because that was like so much more of like a spectacular failure to see. Just like going flying like that into the snow. And 2015, just a quick word on that, that was wild because that was like, I remember December was like nothing that like in 2014, like it was barely any snow in December.
Yeah, it was like a warm December. We had a couple Christmas days. I think there was like Christmas Day either 2014 or 2016, it got up to like 60 something degrees or like higher, and I was able to wear shorts.
That's so wild.
Climate change is evil.
It's undeniably happening, and it's part of it is the swings between unseasonable warmth and then like crazy snow because of like the pressure differentials and like the air currents. Anyway, it was crazy. I didn't expect any snow that winter, and then there was like 3 weeks straight of snow days. So that's just like an indication that, you know, just because the winter starts mild doesn't mean it can't get frosty. And we're going to get frosty again with some more snow and winter themed tunes here on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM on the air, WMFO.org online, The Theme Machine. If you're just tuning in, we're heading into our second hour of those winter tunes. I'm DJ Jarrett, joined by
DJ Toad.
Just bookending the vocal break because it was a pretty long one. We told some stories, you know, had a nice snowy campfire. Get your hot cocoa, your coffee, your nice bacon and eggs, and your nice breakfast and
hash browns.
Oh my goodness. Gather around the campfire or a fireplace or electric heat, central air, whatever. Whatever is warming you this winter. Hopefully so do these tunes. And it's very funny to go from us reminiscing to this very dark song that we've got lined up. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds with 15 feet of pure white snow here on WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned.
Where is Mona? She's long gone. Where is Mary? She's taken her alone. But they haven't put their mittens on, and there's 15 feet of pure white snow. Michael, where is Mom?